A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. What is it about children that automatically gives them a place in God's reign? Consider the children in your life, or consider yourself as a child, if you can remember that far back. What is it about being a child that opens us up to the fullness of God's life? Let me suggest three qualities that seem to be typical of how children generally live in this world, and why these qualities might be seen as keys to the kingdom of heaven. First of all, children tend to live in the present moment. The past is no longer a part of their consciousness. They don't carry its burden of regret into each new day. The future is unknown, and therefore, the anticipation of impending trouble doesn't cloud the intensity and spontaneity of now. They are open to new experiences. Secondly, children are vulnerable, unable to protect themselves either physically or psychologically. They depend completely on the adults in their life to provide the care they need, as well as the basic elements of human need, food, clothing, and shelter. And because they accept their vulnerability, they trust in the givers of these gifts. Thirdly, children love totally and unconditionally. Unencumbered by past regrets and future anxieties, and trusting in the source of what they need, their response to the people and objects in their lives is uninhibited responsiveness, unreserved affection, and unmitigated friendliness. Granted, these qualities describe the healthy, well-adjusted child, and as we all know, such is not the case for far too many beautiful little ones whose lives have been tainted or even destroyed by forces beyond their control. That's another issue. But for now, let's consider what Jesus sees and feel what he feels as the children of his time are brought to him for blessing. He tells his followers to let them come, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Does this mean that those of us who are no longer children are not qualified for the kingdom? Not at all. I believe that Jesus is reminding us that qualities such as living in the present moment, trusting in God's providential care, and loving unconditionally are given back to us by our gracious God as we grow more and more authentically into union with the body of Christ. As we learn with every challenge of our lives to, as they say in AA, let go and let God. I personally became more and more convinced of the message of this gospel as I accompanied my mother through her final journey. As her body became more frail and her mind was taken over by dementia, she seemed so vulnerable, yet so trusting. When we visited, the conversation we shared, such as it was, could only be about the now. There was no past and no future, only now. I knew that her love for me was total and oblivious to any past hurts that might have occurred between us. All of this was brought home to me in a poignant moment when she said, "I don't know who you are, but I know you love me." The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.